Yeah.
The descriptions given in Narada Muni, like explained Srimad Bhagavatam, they are all like top category devotees. But for someone like in my case personally, it took almost 34 years, 35 years to come to the feet of a guru, and already so much life is gone. So in the next life, who knows, means what is the hope? That, okay, this life
that's six. The whole sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Either there's two options: either you're born in the material world or you go to the spiritual world.
Yes.
So what's the dilemma? If you don't attain siddhi and prema, then you come back. And how do you come back? Karanam guna sangha sad sarasad yoni janmasu. That's with Krishna. It varies. It's not that. In other words, this life it took 35 years or whatever to find shelter of spiritual teacher. But next life, because obviously part of your cultivation, your mind, you'll be thinking as you're speaking now, "Oh, I wasted so much of my life." So that kind of thinking, if it becomes deep, then it registers with Krishna, yayatamam prapadyante. Krishna wants us to begin spiritual life from the very beginning. On behalf of Krishna, Prahlad, was it? Dhruva Maharaj, what was it? Yeah, Prahlad Maharaj is speaking as a young boy in school, although he's born a demoniac father. He's obviously a great devotee, born in a demoniac family. He was a Asura devotee, born in an Asura family. Very common. Very, very common nowadays. So he was telling his fellow children, classmates, Komara acharit pragyo, dharmam bhagavatam miha. Listen, boys. We're Kumaras, Krishna Kumara, Gopal Kumara. We're young boys. We should start this Bhagavad Dharma right now. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. We should just have tiffin hour. Forget about playing cards and looking at our cell phones. Let's have a kirtan. Stop surfing on your phone or looking at your Facebook or emails during the lunch break. Have a kirtan. Sit down. I'll read the Bhagavatam. So he said, from the very earliest of youth. So we don't know. This life, 34. Maybe next life, 54. Maybe 4. We see young boys here, they come when they're 5, 7 years old. And they look like little miniature Babajis. Big, big net bees and Jai Radhe written on their chest in Bengali. And they're running around with their an older brother, uncle, who knows what, living in an ashram, blissful. Bhagya. So obviously you're cultivating the desire, we're cultivating so many desires and so many wants, and they will become the substance of our consciousness, and we'll get this suitable reaction for that. So if you're always thinking spiritual thoughts and spiritual activities, then you'll be born in a very auspicious spiritual situation. And Gita chapter 6, 41, 42, Krishna says, because you're asking the same question, well, if I don't become sadhana siddha, what happens to a lousy bum grihastha like me? Yeah. Krishna says, parta naiveha namutra vinashas Vinashas tasya vidyate nahi kalyana krit kaschid durgatam tatagachati. The Lord of Shri said, that's really cool, Shri Bhagavan Vach. Interesting. Neither in this world nor in the next world is a devotee vanquished. Anyone who is sincere, my dear friend, walks not the road of misfortune. Well, that's interesting. Prabhupada's translation, he says, for one who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. I rather like that one. But he wanted to make it different. So Arjuna's saying, well, what happens? Krishna, there's a whole group of questions here. Oh, Krishna, what happens to that South Indian Grihastha Brahmin who although he has faith, he doesn't control his senses. What happens to his mind when he falls away from yoga and he hasn't achieved siddhi? And then Arjuna says, isn't he lost? And all his transcendental practices is like just like an empty cloud floating in the sky. These are my shamshaya. You're asking the same thing. Please cut through them, for no one other than you can destroy them completely. And Krishna says this, neither in this world now or in the next life is a devotee vanquished. So all compassionate Krishna's heart is going out to Arjuna. He's basically what's Krishna saying? He's saying sincerity is invincible. Nahi kalyan krit kaschit dugratam tattagachi. Anyone who does good is never overcome by evil. With this assurance, one should practice yoga. The verse has the word tata, like we say tatapad. Siddha Krishnadas Tatapat means like father, affectionate father. The word Tata indicates great affection on the part of Krishna. He's speaking here like as a fatherly guru to his son-like disciple. That's very nice. He's saying, Nahi kalyana krit kaschit drugatam tata gacchati. Tata. My dear friend, kashit, kalyan krit, anyone who's doing bhakti, that's the greatest kalyan, bhakti, greatest virtuous transcendental activity. Good for you and everyone, and the whole world too. Durgatim, they don't go to a bad goal, they don't go to a bad place. They don't face misfortune. He doesn't go there. Nagachiti, tata, hey my friend. So the fatherly guru to the son-like disciple. Then Krishna says, 41-42, pun prapya punya prapya punya kritam lo, how's it go? Prapya punya kritam lokam Ushitva Shasvati Sama. No.
It's good. There are two verses he gave together.
I know. I'm trying to think of the melody. Or it's just like, it's just three line verses. Prabhya Punya Kritam Lokam Ushitva Shasvati Sama. Tsuchinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashi Vijayate. Yeah. So that's it. Prabhya Punya Kritam Lokam Ushitva Shasvati Samaha. Suchinam Shimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bijayate. He who has fallen from the Bhakti Yoga attains heaven. So, you'll go to heaven and have a good time. For a long time. Then you'll be born again in a pious aristocratic family. Or, if you really luck out, you may be born into a family of wise transcendentalists. Rare is such a birth in this world. Either way, it's a good deal. The neophyte bhakti yogi, he will take, after he exhausts his punya on the heavenly planets, he'll take birth in a family that provides him economic freedom or pious situation to which he can pick up where he left off in his spiritual practice. Many of the Western devotees that joined Prabhupada were just like this. They were born in such a situation that they never had to work, and they can immediately as soon as they could, take up the bhakti. Buddhi samyogam lavate purvadehikam. This is for it. Buddhi samyogam lavate purvadehikam. Purvabhyasena riyate yavasha sa. Purvabhyasena riyate yavasha. This is 40. So he regains the subtle body or the buddhi of his prior body. It's very far out. Text 43. So Krishna is telling, what happens to the devotee who doesn't go to the spiritual world to Bumble Vrindavan and take birth from the womb of Gopi? He gets this. Buddhi yogam labhate purva dehikam. Deha means sharir. Purva means your prior, your previous birth. You attain this life, you're cultivating the intelligence of a devotee and thinking like a devotee and desiring and willing and acting like a devotee. That buddhi, that discrimination. Accept everything favorable for Krishna's pleasure. Reject everything unfavorable. This is devotional buddhi, devotional discrimination. Everything for the satisfaction and pleasure and happiness of Krishna. Accepted and done and executed with a favorable mind and a happy, joyful heart. Anyabhi lashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. This is uttam bhakti. So Krishna is saying in 6:43 of Gita, buddhi yogam labhate purva deyakam. In next life, you'll get this good intelligence to be a devotee and think like a devotee. It will come to you. Krishna will give it to you. Krishna is telling. Buddhi samyog lavate. That intelligence which fully connects you with me, that intelligence which fully connected you with me in your purva dehikam, in your prior life, you'll get in the next life. So this is Krishna's telling. So this is our answer out. What happens to devotee? All these things are happening. 6:43. Tatratam buddhi sam yogam labhate purva dehikam yatate chatato bhuya samsiddho kurunandana. He regains the yogic intelligence, bhakti buddhi, cultivated in his previous life, and once again he strives for perfection. Here we go again. And again. And again. I have to go again. And that's right. Back to square one. No, not back to square one. Back to square two. Because you crossed square one in this life. So you start at square two in your next life. Purva abhyasena riyate yavasho hisa. So one is your buddhi and one is your abhyas. One is thinking, one is willing. So you get the same software and the same hardware. You get the intelligence, buddhi samyogam. And then you get the abhyas. Abhyas means the physical practices. Kirtan and smart and all these things we do with our bodies and senses in Krishna's service. He regains the physical practices. You regain the intelligence. 6:43, Krishna says, I give you buddhi samyogam, labhate purvadehikam. And these are actually the two key phrases. Purvabhyas, that's why I put it up here. Purvabhyasena riyate yavasha. Yavasasa, yavasha. Purva abhyasena riyate yavasho pisaha. Spontaneously avasha. Spontaneously riyate, his heart is attracted. Oh, I like this bhakti. I don't know. I like this Krishna. I don't know how, why. It's Krishna. So you regain the subtle body of the prior life and you regain the same physical practices. So automatically you're attracted to the spiritual practices you performed in your last life. Purva abhyasena riyate yavasha saha. This is the future of the devotee. Krishna arranges all this. So I wouldn't say it's exactly Radha and Krishna coming out of the Leela to do it. But Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenataratmanaha sharavan bhajate yomam sameyuktatamo mataha. Krishna winds up the chapter on yoga and saying of all the yogis, he who abides by in me with full faith, worshipping me in devotion, is most intimately united with me and considered the best of all. In other words, after speaking so much about yoga, for six chapters all about yoga, now at the end of all this discussion about karma and jnana and ashtanga yoga and karma sannyas yoga, Krishna says, devotion to Krishna is the last word of yoga. So the first six chapters of Gita describe the psychology of the ideal person. That's nice. Psychology of the ideal person. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So the future is bright. No problem. Chat and be happy. If he has practiced a long time, 642, then he'll pick up his last practices. In either state, either situation, he attains the state of his previous birth and a relation with Atma and Paramatma by using his intelligence. Buddhisam yogam labhate purvadeyakam. He then strives again for complete perfection. In the next life, he tries even harder to attain perfection in the form of seeing the Atma and Paramatma in his pure heart, as if waking up from sleep, in order that he will not fall down again. Definitely, he is attracted to that previous spiritual practice, even without effort. Purvabhyasena riyate yavasho. Inquisitive about yoga, he surpasses all the materialistic paths of the Vedas. Text 45, chapter 6. Prayatnad yatamanastu Yogi samshuta kilbishaha aneka janma samsiddhi aneka janma samsiddhas tato yati paramgatim. The bhakti yogi striving with more effort than in the previous life, becoming purified of his faults. Faults means dosh, aparads, and reaching full perfection, after many births, finally attains liberation. Aneka janma samsiddha. So, Chanari Krish, Haribol, Haribol, take prasad, go back to Godhead. That's nice, it's a fact, it works, but it may take aneka janma samsiddhi. Aneka means many, many births. Krishna is saying that. So we do bhakti bhajan, and we carry on life after life. Anyone doing bhakti, they've generally practiced bhakti before, if they're nicely situated. in extraordinary circumstances. It can only be understood that in the prior life, the person also practiced bhakti bhajan.